Just please join us in praise and adoration to him today. Yeah, we started back late winter, early spring. We thought it'd be fun to pull together and do some practices, and it was kind of hard sometimes because everybody here has different schedules that all conflict with each other, but it all pulled together, and I've really enjoyed getting to know these guys in a new way through singing and music. The next song we're going to sing is "One Piece Like a River." I was talking with Jake Weeb the other night. They were hoping to be here, but it didn't work. They are singing up in Penetangasheng prison this morning. So keep them in your prayers this morning. I was talking to him, and he was telling me, you know, when they're in prisons, they're there singing, and they see different people. They see inmates in there. They're behind bars, they've broken the laws, and they're in prison. And then they look at the guards, and they said they look into these guards' eyes, and often they're just as hopeless. They're just as empty. And you know, it just made me think again, you know, it's not, you know, there's these guards, they can walk out of prison that evening and walk free on the streets. But are they really free? It's not about position in life, whether you're homeless on the streets or a king. It's not about any of that. It's about if you have Jesus or if you don't have Jesus. If you believe in Jesus, if you don't believe in Jesus. Like we heard last night, because I like that thought. You know, we can be a slave to Jesus, and he will set us free. We can be a slave to be free, or we can try to be free and live in sin, which will make us slaves. See, the next song is "It Is Well With My Soul." And I hope that's every one of your testimony this morning. It is well with my soul.
Song is Touched by the Hand of the Lord. This is a very majestic song. It's one of my favorites we sang. It speaks of walking with Jesus, and without him we have no song. But when he is in our hearts, we can't help but have him come out of us.
Let me stand on the hills and the mountains that were built by the hand of the Lord. Let the winds that he prepared take my voice everywhere with the truth of the Lord's own word. For I've been touched by the hand of the Lord. I've been touched by the hand of sends, I will go, for I know, yes, I know, I've been touched by the hand of the Lord. I was lost with no hope, but he found me. I was blind, but he caused me to see. And I had no song at all till he reached into my soul, and the touch of his hand set me free. Oh, I've been touched by the hand of the Lord. I've been touched by the hand of the Lord. Where he sends, I will go, for I know, yes, I know, I've been touched by the hand of the Lord.
I was going to mention, I forgot, we do have one person not with us this morning, and we're quite sad about that. Derek Shantz has been with us for all our singings, and last night he got sick, So yeah, we're disappointed and he's disappointed that he can't be here. So yeah, we are doing this with one less person. But yeah, also if you think of it, pray for him that God will touch him and heal him quickly. Next song is Be Still My Soul.
Thank you.
Children come up. 18 and under? Is that? Oh, 10. 10 is maybe a better number. Okay. I didn't want to exclude anybody. So all the children 10 years and under, come on up here. And we're going to do a little improvisation here, I guess. Sing a few songs.
Can we all go this way? Everybody walk out. We weren't even planning on this until just before the service, so that's okay. You know, we're going to sing really, really, really loud. Can we practice saying yes? Because we're going to say yes really, really loud. Can we practice that? Can we all say yes together? One, two, three.
Yes!
I can hardly hear you guys. One, two, three.
Yes!
There we go. Ready to sing?
Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me.
Round and round.
you're tumbling down.
Good job. You can go sit down again.
So many things in this world don't fulfill us. We've probably sought something in wealth, in position, in pleasure. Something that we thought would make us who we wanted to be, who we thought would make us perfect. You know, that kind of person that everybody wants to follow, wants to be like. We thought we could fill that hole in our heart with, you know, something. And it didn't work. Nothing in this world is going to satisfy us. So we have to seek His peace. Our next song is We Seek Thy Peace. And our prayer is, as we sing this song, that God's peace would be in each one of your hearts. And if it's not, that you could do something to change that.
We seek thy peace, thou Christ of peace and love, who dwellest in the shining land above. Accept our prayer forever to abide, where is no dark nor falling eventide.
When I heard George start talking this morning, my heart sank. I was like, oh no, he's just talking about what I was going to talk about. But there's a lot to be said for that young man that just passed away yesterday morning. I was not following it closely, but about a week ago, I came on a video where he was sharing, and he longed that God would heal him. There's something about life. We like to live, and sickness and death, there's something about that that it's just not something that our flesh longs for. In persecution, I think that's different. But somehow when life is as easy as we have it, we like to live. It's just the way it is. And I was thinking about what determines the faithfulness of God. This young man was converted from the Muslim faith to Christianity just a little while ago. I don't know. It's intriguing to me. I was just reading some of his testimony last night. I'm just going to share a bit of that here. In the past few days, my spirits have soared and sank as I pursued the Lord's will and considered what the future might look like. But never once have I doubted this, that Jesus is Lord. His blood has paid my ransom, and by his wounds I am healed. I have firm faith that my soul is saved by the grace and mercy of the triune God, and not by any accomplishment or merit of my own. I am so thankful that I am a child of the Father, redeemed by the Son, and sealed in the Spirit. Now, in the midst of the storm, I do not have to worry about my salvation, and for that, I praise God. I think that's awesome. Watching that video the other week, it was so obvious, like, young man's got a wife and a little daughter, is it? A little son, I forget. He wanted to live. But today, he's alive. And he's living like he's never lived before. And I'm pretty sure he's not wishing to come back. And it's just a challenge for us. What is it that God... How do I determine God's faithfulness? When God gives me what I want? Or when God... Ultimately, when we step into his presence, we know his faithfulness. If we were faithful, and we know that we were kept by his power. And whatever it took to keep us and to take us through life's journey, to be ready for that, is God's faithfulness. The next song is Wandering Child. Looking at his life and how God brought him to himself. From the Muslim faith to Christianity is a beautiful thing.
All right, the next song we're going to sing is called Love Found a Way for Me. We just want to tell you this morning that if sin has led you down a road to a very dark place and you don't know how to get back, you don't know how to get out of that spot, there's no place you can go where love cannot find you and, more importantly, make a way for you to come back into the grace of Jesus Christ.
Lost in sin and disgrace, love found a way for me. Now I can find in heaven my place. Love found a way for me. Wonderful love found a way for me. Wonderful love found a way for me. Once I was blind, but now I can see.
Song we're singing is "In the Rifted Rock I'm Resting." We don't often use the term "rifted rock." I'm sure we've all sung it lots of times. I think we all know the song. So think about the rifted rock. It's obviously poetic language, and the rock is a place of security. We don't run to the rock for security when there's a storm. I don't think any of us run to a rock. But imagine if you lived in a tent, and maybe you were beside a big cliff or beside a cave, and there was a hurricane, as there was last Sunday, you would run to the rock. And if we think about the rocks, they're huge. And compared to almost anything in this earth, they're the most secure thing that we can find on earth. So obviously this rock is talking about God. So when it's talking about resting, not just in there, scared as can be, but you're find solace in God, you can actually rest. You can be calm in the midst of a hurricane, whatever hurricane life brings your way. If you're resting in that rock, you can relax and be secure. And worship with us as we sing this song.
Lifted rock, I'm resting, safely sheltered I abide. There no foes nor storms molest me, while within the cleft I hide. Now I'm resting, sweetly resting, in the cleft once made for me. Jesus, blessed rock of ages, I will hide myself in thee. Long pursued by sin and Satan, weary sad, Jesus, blessed rock of ages, I will hide myself in thee. Peace which passeth understanding, joy the world can never give. Now in Jesus I am finding, in his smiles of love I live. Jesus, blessed rock of ages, I will hide myself in thee. Jesus, blessed rock of ages, I will hide myself in thee.
Galatians 5 verse 1 says, for freedom, Christ has set us free. He wants us to live in freedom. And I think of a worldly man, powerful worldly man in the Old Testament. I was reading through the book of Daniel, and I came across, again, Nebuchadnezzar. He said these things: how great are his signs, how mighty his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion endures from generation to generation. That was one time he said it. He then also said, at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted my eyes to heaven, and my reason returned to me, and I blessed the Most High and praised and honored him who lives forever. For his dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom endures from generation to generation. All the inhabitants of the earth are accounted as nothing. He does according to his will among the hosts of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And none can stay his hand or say to him, what have you done? We aren't coerced to do these things. Nebuchadnezzar found himself out in a field looking like a bird or an animal. We get to. He has come to set us free so that we can say these things from pure hearts. And it's at the end of the day, our last song is Sunset Hour. At the end of the day, it's not going to matter what anybody else thinks in this building. It's not going to matter what anybody else thinks throughout history. It's not going to matter what anyone else thinks that intimidates you or you want, or me, we want to impress, but what God thinks. Be ready.
Since the road leads me home at night, safe home at the close of life's day, the hills are not mine, for surely I'll find sweet rest at the end of the way.
Sunset,
beautiful sunset,
sunset,
beautiful sunset. Since the road.